Jane Story is a movement and performance coach and the creator of the Qi Performance Methodology, a unique approach to sports enhancement which helps to bring the mental and technical aspects of sport together. Her work is based on more than three decades of personal research, training and coaching, helping sports people perform in a way that's effortless, even under the most intense pressure. Jane's clients include tour professionals and competitive amateur golfers, PGA coaches, elite-level tennis players and athletes from a variety of sports, from gymnastics to swimming. Her performance practice series of best-selling books, Breathe Golf, Connected Golf and The Athlete's Ascent, are available in audio, Kindle and paperback. Get them online and in your favourite bookstore.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Performance Practice Podcast. I'm joined today by David from Tucson, Arizona. He's a golfer and has seen some encouraging improvements to his game by committing to his daily practice. David is an avid recreational golfer whose wife also plays, and many of their trips or vacations often include rounds at resorts or local courses. They're members at a club in North Tucson and play most weekends with a fairly large group at the club in friendly skins-type competitions. They also compete in special tournaments, member guest events and club championships. David describes himself as a typically average player when it comes to his handicap, which varies between 11 and 14. He's in his early 60s and tries to stay fit and is constantly looking for ways to improve. He first found my teachings when trying to cure a case of the yips for putting, and the rest, they say, is history. We've only spoken once before, as David has relied on the training outlined in my books Breathe Golf and Connected Golf, rather than having personal coaching. So I was really struck by his descriptions of the improvements he's made to his short game, specifically how he overcame the yips and is now able to take advantage of what he calls the low-hanging